Joining us this morning is Findlay Police Department Crime Prevention Officer Brian White. Brian, thanks very much for dropping by.
Morning, Chris. Thanks for having me.
So let's talk a little bit about it. I mean, a number of different layers on this time of year. Always fun for the kids, but as parents, we get a little bit nervous. First of all, let's talk a little bit about the parade. And I know we were talking about it earlier this week. This is always... We kind of hold our breath because of all of the candy and stuff that's being tossed and kids that are kind of
moving around a lot.
Yeah, moving around and kind of, pushing out into the street a little bit more and more and more. And so you really get asking parents to keep a close watch of that.
Sure. Yeah, at the parade, safety is always a concern. Mm-hmm. And especially when we have large vehicles, floats, it's dark out. It's really tough to see.
Right.
That's where keeping a distance is much needed. So that's why we kind of have the restrictions set in place, the barrels in the road, stay back behind them. We kind of have our officers plus some volunteers that come through and just kind of, it's not to be mean to, tell kids you can't get candy, but it's more about safety, keeping everyone back away from the floats themselves.
Yeah. And I know as someone who has driven big vehicles in parades before, you've got a lot going on that you're trying to watch for. The spectators, the people in front of you, all of those things. And especially when you've got a parade at night, that can be very challenging.
Absolutely. So, yeah. We can't really expect our drivers to see everything, especially in a dark area, in a residential area where the parade is hosted. And that's where it really becomes incumbent on the parents to make sure to have a little bit of control. I get it, right? Kids, they want to get candy.
Right.
We as parents, we want our kids to get candy.
Sure.
But we got to practice safe etiquette.
So just a reminder on that. And then, of course, the next big candy gathering event, Trick or Treat, which is right around the corner here. Again, some basic things that you want families to bear in mind during the trick-or-treat hours.
Sure. Well, one of the things starts with costumes, right? Kids want the fanciest, latest, coolest costumes, but sometimes they're not really taking safety into account. They might have pieces of the costume they're dragging on the ground, makes it a trip hazard. Might not even be able to see out some of the mask. So make sure that we're buying appropriate costumes. Also make sure the kids are going out in groups, right? If they're not with parents necessarily, make sure we have groups together because there really is strength in numbers. Crossing, remind kids to cross at designated crosswalks and intersections because the last thing we want is kids darting out into traffic.
Yeah.
And that kind of goes with traffic, anyone that might be driving that night. Make sure we're paying better attention. I mean, it's tough to do sometimes, but slow down.
And especially, again, in those communities where trick-or-treat happens at after dark or at sunset, again, can present
those absolutely. Ours is kind of right on that line, right, where it's still light out but moving into darkness. And that also is a good reminder to wear something bright, right? Something that sticks out. Bright clothing, even the flashy lights. Kids love flashy lights. That's great for people to be able to see them.
And there are some neighborhoods, again, this becomes a bit of a challenge in some neighborhoods where there aren't sidewalks.
Absolutely.
In some areas, too. So, again, kids moving around in the street, got to really be careful. You mentioned trick-or-treating in groups. I mean, I know as far back as when I was a kid, again, the advice was, you never go in a house.
Right.
You know, things like that. A lot of those same safety precautions still apply.
Absolutely. So it's actually funny. This time of year, I go into classrooms. I talk with younger kids about stranger danger. Right. Yeah. And one of the questions that inevitably comes up, well, what about Halloween? You know, we're going around to stranger houses, taking candy from strangers, all the perils that we educate children on not to do.
Yeah, don't do that.
So it's an important reminder for parents. Talk with your kids about what stranger danger means, right? Trusted adults versus an actual stranger. And how Halloween is a event that we know in advance. We're in groups. We're safer in groups. We're generally not going into houses, right?
Yeah.
Going up a sidewalk, and there's plenty of people there to help out. So explain what those differences is because it can be confusing for kids. And if we are confusing them, they might not know what to do if they are approached by a stranger.
That is a good point. How often does that become an issue? I mean, if you're looking at from the predator's point of view, you know that trick or treat is coming. You know right. that kids are going to be out. Is that a big concern?
Well, I wouldn't say it's a concern because they know that generally kids are not going to be by themselves or with other kids mm-hmm. or they're with their parents, right? Mm-hmm. Especially younger kids are going to be with parents.
Yeah.
There's plenty of people around to offer help and assistance if needed.
Yeah.
If someone is a predator, they are looking to isolate that child by themselves.
Harder to do
right.
during trick or treat. Right.
Correct.
What about the, and again, I've heard different stories. A lot of folks say it's an urban legend, the idea of tainted candy at Halloween.
Well, you know, every year we hear stories of things like that happening. Mm-hmm. Some may be true, some might not be, but it's always good to be safe, right?
Yeah.
And that's where we talk about candy inspections. That's something that we do with our kids. I always kind of joke around that one of the years I found a bunch of candy cigarettes, right, in our kids' bag.
Probably not the most appropriate. Not necessarily dangerous, but
right, right. Obviously just candy.
Yeah.
But it did prove to be a talking point with our kids about smoking, right, mm-hmm. and cigarettes and yeah. how, you know, just sometimes imitation can be a little bit of a concern because it might show that something is fun or cool or mm-hmm. something. So it provided a talking point. So even if nothing else, even if the candy's fine, it allows you to that chance to interact with your kids.
Yeah.
And also, if you find something that's open, throw it away. I mean, when in doubt, throw it out. That's kind of the slogan.
Yeah.
Right.
Most kids are going to get plenty of candy. So a piece yeah. or two yep. that has to be tossed out is probably not going to be that much missed. But certainly a word of advice. And you point out that if there are concerns that come up from strangers or concerns over candy, officers are going to be out. The police are going to be out.
That's correct. We have our normal patrols that we do always on trick-or-treat.
Mm-hmm.
We'll also have extra officers out that night. Some will be slowing down traffic, such as high traffic areas like South Main Street.
Mm-hmm.
We will also have officers. I know two of the schools for sure will be Jefferson as well as Northview, where they'll be handing out candy as well. Okay. Just kind of being present in those neighborhoods.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Police presence is never a bad thing, especially on a night where anything can happen because it's trick-or-treat. It's Halloween. I also want to ask you about this because, again, you know, things change. A generation or two ago,
mm-hmm.
I mean, we used to engage in all kinds of mischief in and around, you know, trick-or-treat and Halloween night, everything from TP in the neighbor's house to soap in people's windows,
sure.
that
yep.
kind of thing. You know, that's a sort of thing that, again, a generation or two, we kind of thought of, you know, kids will be kids. Is that still the prevailing thought or theory on
well,
stuff like
mischief
that?
Always happens. And we expect to some degree a certain amount of it. However, I will say over the years, it really seems to be going down. I think it's maybe more generational.
Mm-hmm.
We don't really see much, although it does still happen. We don't see
yeah.
it quite as much as what we used to.